Hi, is it possible to speak to Thomas Murphy, please?
Yes, speaking, Lord.
It's Gemma calling from MMA Legal. It's just in relation to the Scottish redress claim for the abuse during care. How are you? You okay?
Love. Yeah, I'm fine, love. Just been shopping, just got in, but I'm okay. I'm available to talk. Yeah.
Oh, that's oh, brilliant. So,
yeah, you're okay now, Gemma.
Oh, yeah, I am good, thank you. Thanks for asking. So,
you're just ringing
up just to make sure we've got the correct details for you and just to take a brief statement from you and just get it all submitted. Thomas, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, love, yeah.
Right, perfect. So, I've got on the system, your name is Thomas Murphy.
Yeah.
And I've got your email as thomas1968murphy@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, love, yeah. But I need to tell you, Gemma, I don't do emails, but the reason I've got that email address is because when I made my claim for my disability, Social Security made that email address up for me because you had to have one, you know what I mean?
That's fine, yeah, no problem. Thank you for letting me know. So you don't actually use that email address?
No, I don't. Not unless somebody else... Yeah, go on, sorry.
Unless someone else helps you with it.
Yes, that's correct, love, yeah.
No problem, that's fine. I'll put that on the notes. But it is like an active email, yeah?
It is an active email, love, yeah.
Okay, you're just not very good with technology, yeah?
I'm not laughing, no. Yeah, you're right. You're right, and I don't blame you for laughing. I feel as if I've been left behind with all that stuff, you know.
Don't worry. I'm not very good with it either, don't worry. Okay. And Thomas, when you was in care, was you known as any other name? Did you have, like, any nicknames or anything like that?
Yeah, because I'm Scottish, lass. I've got four syllables to my name, really. I'm called Thomas, Tom, Tommy, or Tam. If I were in Glasgow, my name would be Tam, T-A-M.
Right, okay, T-A-M. Tommy, Tom, Tam, yeah?
That's it, Robin. Tommy, Thomas, Tam, and Tom.
Right, okay.
I know,
and
I'm
have you got any middle?
Old,
have you got any middle names?
No middle names, lass, no.
Okay. And how old was you when you was in care?
Started off when I was about 12-year-old, Gemma.
12, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And how many care homes was you in total?
I was in St John Bosco's, I was in St Mary's, Bishop Briggs. I was in Cadross Assessment Centre. About 3 or 4, Gemma.
3 or 4, okay.
Sorry, love, I was just telling my wife something.
Oh, no worries. Could you confirm your date of birth for me, please?
Yeah, it's the 20th of May, 1968.
Thank you. Brilliant, right, okay. So, obviously you've been in 4 different places. Would you say that you suffered abuse in all 4 of them, or was it just a couple of them, or...?
No, it was just one. It was St John Bosco's at Bishop Briggs in Aberdour 5 in Scotland.
St John's what, sorry?
St John Bosco's. B-O-S-C-O-S.
Yeah, B-O-S, Bosco's, okay.
Yeah.
How long was you in there for?
I was in quite a while, Jimmy. Maybe a year, something like it. Maybe a year, eight months to a year. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just put your state a minute, Jimmy, before we go any further?
Yeah.
Right. I've got a police historic child abuse case going on.
Right, okay.
Sexual abuse, like, you know.
Yeah, okay.
It's by three or four men when I was a child. One of them with my brother. But it's all connected with this. But this one I'm telling you about in St John Bosco's. This is where I've no trust in the system, Gemma. They arrested the guy. I was in prison, right? I've been in the system all my life. But when I done my last and final prison sentence, I was getting released. And a couple of months before I got released, the police contacted me from Police Scotland, and they sent a police officer from Doncaster to take a statement from me. Now, I give him the statement, and he showed me two photographs, and I picked out the one that it was, the guy that he didn't sexually abuse me, but he nearly broke me both arms.
And when I was struggling
to get up, he sort of put his hand around back in my nether regions and squeezed, you know what I mean?
He never
sexually abused me. I don't know if that's classed as sexual abuse. I don't know. But it was
kind
a dreadful...
I would say so.
It was a dreadful, dreadful time, you know, because I was only 13 years old, and this guy was a fully grown man, and he got arrested for it, Gemma. And they didn't go because they said they had no further evidence. So I got the letter from Police Scotland in the first place, but I were prepared to take all this stuff to my grave with me when I die, right?
Just
before I got out of prison, they sent me a letter from Police Scotland, and then when I tell them all information, made a statement, they've took the guy in, but because he was an ex-police officer, they've let him go with no charges.
They've let him go. It sounds about right, doesn't it? Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah. So corrupt, the government, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Absolutely, yeah.
Sorry to hear that. Can I just ask, Thomas, what was you in prison for, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I've done, well, when I was growing up as a kid, like, me and my friends, we used to steal motorbikes, and I used to run away from home all the time, but my mum and dad didn't know that I'd been abused since I was a child, you know what I mean?
I
couldn't tell them because I was only young, and you know, when you see your mum and dad having a happy life, you don't want to...
This was my reason,
Gemma. I didn't want them to split up and cause family problems and all that sort of stuff.
Aww.
Because one of the people that sexually abused me was my brother. You know what I mean?
And
I didn't want to cause all that family thing, so I used to run away from home. So when I kept running away from home, when I lived in Scotland, I used to live up mountains and catch rabbits and fish and stuff and live off of that.
My dad dragged me out
of a tent one time when I was in a tent with these lads and that. He dragged me out and he broke my wrist again with a wooden tent peg, you know. He battered me with a wooden tent peg.
Oh, my gosh.
But at the time, you don't blame him for that, you know what I mean, Jimmy? You think that's normal. But it's not normal when you look back on it. But anyway, I was in prison for I got 2 year borsal for stealing a motorbike. But what happened was I'd run away from an assessment centre just before I went to a pro school. I'd run away and there was this young lad playing in field on this motorbike, and I was trying to get home to my girlfriend. And I asked him, I had the intention of stealing it, like, because I wanted to get home.
Yeah.
So anyway, I said to the lad, can I have a go on your motorbike? He said, no. I said, go on, mate. I said, you sit on back and I'll... So because I said to him, you sit on back and I'll ride it, he said, okay. So when he sat on back and I was riding it, I sort of muscled him off at traffic lights and I got done for abducting him. So that was an abduction.
Right.
So I got 2 years also for that.
That's fine. All it is just if you've been done for anything very serious, like murder or anything, that's fine.
No,
that's fine. Don't worry. You don't need to explain anymore. That's fine. It's just because if you have been done for anything like that, then they don't help you, see. Because obviously, even though you've been through a lot yourself, you've then also hurt someone and murdered him. So that's why you can't put a claim in. But because you've not, that's absolutely fine. Don't worry.
I have been done for violence, Gemma, but Yeah. You know, circumstances, you know, different circumstances.
Exactly, it's a and it's probably like, you know, everything that you've been through and stuff, like, it's probably had a knock-on effect on it, promised to your life. So,
well, it dates back, Gemma, sorry for interrupting you, till I was a really young... I've just done a police interview TV video at Normanton Police Station in Wakefield. And that's the two guys that abused me when I was about between 3 and 5 years old, you know. And I agree with what you've just said here. Everything that's happened to me when I've been a child there, Gemma, has affected the way my life has gone, you know.
Definitely.
Because, I say, I used to run away from home all the time because I couldn't tell my mum and dad. And that's my coping mechanism, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that was you not wanting to hurt them. And
Yeah, it's hard. Like, you know.
Well, can I just ask, St John's, how long was you in there for?
About between 8 and 12 months, Gemma, I was in St John Bosco.
Okay. So is that the one that you was in from 12 years old, or was that later on?
Yeah, I was about 13 when the first time I went into a care home, my dad put me in because I kept running off. And that was an assessment centre. So they assess you as a person and they sent you to a different school, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I went and then they sent you to St John's.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, yeah.
Right, okay. So with St John's, obviously you said this was the worst one. Is this the one where you were sexually abused, Thomas?
No, I wasn't sexually abused in there. It was just that police officer nearly broke my wrists and my arms. And I mean, when I say nearly broke him, Gemma, I still suffer today. I take so much medication. It nearly snapped me both wrists and my arms.
Right.
And while they were doing that, it was kneeing me in back, you know, while I laid flat on floor, face down.
Yeah, and that's because you run away, was it?
No, that was just because me and lads were having a pillow fight and I wouldn't go to my bed. I wouldn't make my bed. I refused
that's
to make
so
my
bad.
Bed because... Sorry, love.
I said, that's so bad that he did that to you.
Oh, I know. I'll never forget it, Gemma. I'll never forget that. Because that man hurt me really bad. And I mean, it hurt me really, really bad.
Yeah. So he's like basically pushed your arms and your legs.
No, just my arms, my wrists. My arms and my wrists. But like I was laid flat on the floor with my face on the floor, face down. And I was struggling and get him off me. And every time I did that, he was pulling me down right as far up the back of my neck as he could. And then bending my wrist at the top and holding my wrist so I couldn't move.
Right, okay.
Police know about it. I've told them. Yeah.
So you've been on medication ever since, basically.
I've been on medication a long, long time, Jimmy, I was even on amitriptyline when I was 14 years old.
Right, okay. Do you know his name at all, if you went through and talked about
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget his name, Gemma. His name is Tam Young.
Tam Young,
same name as me, but I'm Murphy. Tam Young. Yeah. That's why I never forget his name.
Yeah. Okay. So Tam Young, and ever since you've been on medication.
Yeah. I take strong painkillers and I take antipsychotic tablets because of it all. What's happened in your life?
Yeah, of course.
It's not me that should be on antipsychotics, it should be them.
Yeah. Definitely. Antipsychotic.
Yes, Lou, yes.
So in this care home, would you say it was like mainly mental abuse, but then obviously he did that to you as well?
Well, I seen an advert on TV, Jenna, and it says if you've been abused sexually or physically when you've been a child by any adult and all that, come forward and talk about it. And this is what I'm doing, Gemma, you know what I mean? And I'm trying to get somewhere with it, but Some people just, you know, they make out the money out of you, and then that happens, you know, when they took that copper in, and because he was a police officer, and then they let him go after interview and phoned me and said there were no evidence. When they contacted me first, I didn't contact them. It made me heartbroken, you know. And then I'm thinking about all the abuse I've had as a kid. It made me heartbroken, Gemma, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. It's horrible.
Yeah, sorry. I'm getting to end of it now. I, the police are working for me now, and you've just phoned me. And I'm trying my best to get it all solved so I can have a bit of life before anything happens, you know.
Move on, yeah. No, I don't blame you, Thomas. Well, with regards to ourselves, like, we're not clutching at straws with this. Basically, like, as long as you have suffered some form of abuse during your time in care, then the case will be successful. So we're not claiming directly from the care home, and many of them have already closed down. So the compensation comes directly from the Scottish Government, as they're the ones who are liable, and they were funding the neglect to begin with, Thomas. So they are already paying out for these cases. The average claim is between £48,000 to £65,000. So it could be more, it could be less, depending on what you've been through. But obviously, by the sounds of it, you have been through a lot, Thomas. So, the authorities have got all of your information. So, like, it doesn't matter if you can't really remember everything, because they will be able to get that for you. So don't worry too much.
No. Yeah, I mean, every time I talk about it, I get really emotional and that, Gemma, you know what I mean?
I bet you do.
And I struggle to speak, you know.
It's the back of your mind,
Won't they have to prove that he's done that to me before I get any sort of...
Not at all.
No?
No, nothing. No, it's not your word against theirs. This is basically whatever you tell us, that's what goes down. And they don't look into it. You don't have to prove anything, so don't worry about that, okay? You don't have to go to court or anything like that. It is your word against theirs, and they take your word for it, Thomas, okay? So, going back to St. John's, in there, would you say that, like, it was, I know obviously that guy did that to you, but would you say that you were being criticised, humiliated, belittled, things like that? Was you ignored and isolated, things like that in there?
If you were being a bit, you know what kids are like, you know, if you've been a bit cheeky and that, they'd send you to a dormitory and let all the other kids play football or whatever they were doing, and you had to stay in your dormitory. And then you had to stand in the corner and all that sort of stuff, you know. And you humiliate you in front of other kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, did they starve you or anything like that?
No, I won't say they starved, you know. I think the meals were quite sufficient then, back then, you know.
Yeah.
But I won't say that then, though.
Did he restrain me? Yeah.
Gemma, he nearly broke both my arms and wrists, I promise you.
Not that instant, I just mean in general, like, was it happening on, like, a regular basis?
If you stepped out of line, what they thought was stepping out of line, you know, that could be just laughing at them.
Yeah.
You know, if they said something to you and you just laughed at them, then that's the treatment you got. That's the sort of treatment you got. You know, and I wouldn't make my bed. I wouldn't make my bed. He said, get your bed, Megan, get it. I said, no, I'm not doing it. And I was crying and all that and upset and really missing my mum and dad and all that, you know.
Yeah. All that sort of thing. Yeah.
And all my emotions were all over the place, Gemma, you know. But it were brutal, Gemma. I'll not lie to you. It were absolutely brutal.
Yeah. I can't imagine what you've been through, but from what you've said, Thomas, it sounds awful.
Well, I wouldn't make it up, lass, you know what I mean?
No, I know.
I'll take a lie, I've told police, if you don't believe anything that I'm saying to you, I'll take a lie detector test. I've told them that. You know? So I'll take any polygraph test any time for any questions that need answering. No problem.
Yeah. It's just bad, isn't it, that you've got to even go to that extent? Like, you should just...
Yeah, because it brings it all back, Gemma. You know, I mean, I'm emotional now while I'm talking to you and I don't even know you.
Yeah.
You know, but it just brings it all back into your head, Gemma, you know. And it's very hurtful. Well, it's very, very hurtful. But I've got my sense held. I've got a wife. I've got my own house. I rent an house and... But I'm living quite a normal life, but, you know, it's on my mind every single day.
It's still
every
there.
Every day. Yeah.
Well, we will do everything we can, you know, to help you and get justice for what you've been through, Thomas.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Like I say, we don't want you to prove anything, so don't worry about that. Tell me today is getting put down on the statement, and then that'll be that. That this is the hard part.
You'll go on, Gemma. Sorry, I was just going to tell you, Med goes blank.
No, you're all right.
Sometimes,
yeah,
I
know that would just
goes blank, you know. It's like I'm listening to you, but I'm not concentrating, you know what I mean? That I get that a lot. Like I'm listening
to you,
but I'm
not affected.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you can think of from that care home that really stands out for you, Thomas? Like the way they treated you.
I don't know what's going on with other lads like Gemma, but I think there was some sexual abuse. But I didn't get that. The only thing I could put down to sexual abuse is when he had me on the floor. And they were doing that to my hands and wrists. It would have been horrible, really evil to me. And when I was moving and trying to get out of the hold that it had me in, it sort of squeezed the back of my nether regions, you know what I mean? But I don't know if that classes sexual abuse, I don't know.
Of course it is. They shouldn't be touching you there at all. So.
Exactly, but that's what they were like. That's what they were like, Jenna.
I mean, the fact that you don't think it is says a lot, because it is, but you, in your head, you don't think it is, do you know what I mean? Because you've obviously gone through worse, but that is still classed as sexual abuse.
Yeah, you're right, what you've just said there. I have been through worse, so maybe I'm overlooking that, you know what I mean, Gemma?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, can I just ask, Thomas, sorry to obviously bring it up, but you said that you're going through like a historical sexual abuse. So is that from when you was in care as well, or your brother, but was...
It first happened to me when we moved. When I was born, I was 1 year old and moved to Yorkshire. Where my family moved to Yorkshire. So I didn't even know why, I didn't even know what, you know what I mean, Gemma? Anyway, when I was about between 3 and 5 year old, there were 2 men that sexually used to take me down quarry. I'm very lucky to be alive, I think. They took me down quarry. They used to make me play with a penis and all that. Another one done it behind a car garage. He took me behind here. But the police have got all information because I've just done a TV interview with them. So they've got all information about that. Because that incident happened in Scotland, Yorkshire Police won't deal with that.
Right, yeah.
So
was in Scotland.
Yeah, I phoned Police Scotland and this gentleman phoned me back and he couldn't have been any nicer, Gemma. He only phoned me last Saturday morning. He couldn't have been any nicer and he said, look, Tom, he says, we'll send Yorkshire an email and we'll tell them to go and, if he's living in Yorkshire, to go and get him in and question him. He said, and then they can send the information to us. But Police Yorkshire have been very difficult about that for some reason, Gemma. You know what I mean? And I think I know why. Because I think my brother's a police informer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. So I think that's the reason why they've been difficult about that one. But that don't help me, does it? But the Police Scotland...
It just makes you so angry, I bet, doesn't it? Like, after everything you've been through and they're just not there to help you.
I'm not angry about it, Gemma. I'm really hurt about it, you know what I mean? But I've been angry, don't get me wrong. I've been angry in the past, but that's the worst one because it was my brother, you know what I mean? That, because it was my brother, that feels a hurtful one. That's a hurtful one, Gemma.
Oh.
Really hurtful. You know? But Police Scotland couldn't have been any nicer on Saturday when a guy phoned me. He said, we're going to send him an email, Tom, and we're going to get him to send us, you know, the information. So I'm waiting to go in for another police interview, hopefully, about this one that happened in Scotland. And then they can send the information on it. It's like, what was that name, Tina, on that letter? What was that name on that letter? Sorry, love, I'm just asking my wife.
No, you're all right.
What was that name on that letter? A transaction, a crime transfer. They've got to treat it as a crime transfer. So Police Scotland are bickering with, they're standing up for Police Scotland, but they're arguing with West Yorkshire Police.
Yeah, they're arguing, saying why you're not doing anything.
Yeah, so the guy said to me, he said, look, Mr. Murphy, he said, I'm very sorry about this because I'm having to keep reminding you. I said, it's all right, mate, at least you've had the decency to apologise and say, you know, they're trying to help. So I'm very grateful for that, Gemma, you know.
Yeah.
But, so I've got that going on right now. That's going on now.
Right, okay. I've just made a note of all of that. So when you do get your case worker, they will obviously know about it because I've put it on the notes for you, okay? Can I just ask as well, can I get your mum's name, please?
Yeah, my mum's name was Mrs. Margaret Murphy. And the middle name was Jackson. It was Margaret Jackson Murphy Murphy.
No problem. And your dad's name, please?
He was John Murphy. They were both Murphys when they got married.
Right, oh, really?
Yeah, they were both Murphys, Gemma, yeah.
All it is, if there's more than one Thomas Murphy in the system, which there might be because it's quite a common name, isn't it, really? So all it is if they know that they've got your mum and dad on the file, they know which one's you, that's all. Okay?
Yeah.
It's your family tree.
Yeah, I can give you the old address. They're both passed away now, God bless their soul, Gemma, but I can give you the old address if you want.
I don't need it right now, but they might ask for it further down the line. But I don't think they will, to be honest. So that's perfect. I've finished the report, statement for that care home. The other care homes that you went in, did you say that nothing happened in the other ones? They was all right, or?
Yeah, they were nowhere near as bad as that. I might have got shouted at or things like that, Gemma, but no physical or sexual abuse, no sexual abuse like that.
Yeah.
No
mental abuse or anything that you can think of, really.
Well, probably, Gemma, I've been shouted at because I was a bit unruly because of my state of mind, you know what I mean? Because of my state of mind, I usually misbehave and that, but nothing out of the ordinary. I didn't usually do anything out there. I've just been cheeky and that, you know, things like that. But it didn't deserve that treatment, Gemma. It definitely did not deserve
not.
That treatment. You know. So, no,
you're all right.
I'm terrible for breaking in conversations, Gemma. It's because of the mind in this place. It's because we're talking about this now, love, that's all.
Yeah, of course. It's just it gets you a bit on edge, I bet, doesn't it, when you're talking about it?
Well, yeah, it does. Very much so. It gets me upset.
Yeah, I'm not surprised after everything you've been through. And like you say, you're not getting the help that you need either. So like I say, we will do everything we can to make sure you get back as much as possible, Thomas, okay? I know it's not about the money, you know, it's about getting justice as well, but...
Yeah, it's just all these people have did what they did to me, Gemma. Every one of them have got away with it scot-free.
Exactly, and, it's disgusting.
I mean,
I
should have done this long ago, but I couldn't face telling my mum or my dad, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because my dad was a bit of a laddo, and he'd have probably gone round without the police and got him and done something to him, you know what I mean? And that'd be caused problems with my mum and that, you know. And I couldn't tell my poor little mum because it'd have broke her heart, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, bless you, Thomas. That's really, like, nice that you was being like that. You know, you didn't want to hurt your mum and dad, but you were still going through all of that as well. It's horrible. Can I just ask you, Thomas, what we will also need from yourself is some form of ID. So do you have, like, a driver's license or a passport?
I've got a passport, love. Yeah, I've just got it. I've done it all, you know. Brilliant. Passport, right? Yeah.
And then I also need one proof of address as well. So just like any letter dated in the last 3 months with your name, your address, and your passport. So, sorry, not your passport, your name, your address, and the date. Now, I know you don't really do emails and stuff like that. Do you think if I was to send you a text message, do you think you could send it over to me on a text message if you just took a picture of it?
Yeah, I can do that. That's how I do it.
I can do it.
You mean take a
photograph? You're not on WhatsApp, are you, Thomas?
No, I used to be, but I don't know. Like I said,
when I've been on it,
no, Tina's not on it either. We're both deaf.
It's all right.
We're not deaf. Cope with technology, you know, Gemma.
I could take
a photograph of my passport and I could take a photograph of a utility bill and send them to you.
Yeah. Brilliant. Right, what I'm going to do then, in a minute, I'm going to text you off a normal number, not off WhatsApp, off just a normal number.
Yeah.
And then if you can send it back to that, Thomas, that'd be great, okay?
It'll be today, but it won't be straight away, though, because I've got to go and get a £20 top-up voucher for my phone, and then I can send them, though.
No problem. That's absolutely fine. Don't worry, Thomas, okay? Could you just confirm your postcode for me, please?
Yes, it's W. We've just moved. I've just moved from Southampton to Wakefield, Gemma, right? It's WF1. Is it 2 T? I'm sure it's 1 SN. Gemma, it's either 2 SN September November or 1 SN September November.
Is it King Street?
King Street, 49 King Street, love, yeah.
Yeah, and what's the number?
Flat number 3, 49 King Street.
Brilliant. I've just spent the weekend in Wakefield.
Have you?
Yeah, surprise birthday.
Oh, bless you. You're not from Wakefield then?
No, I'm from near Burnley, if you know.
Burnley, near Manchester.
Yeah, I live in Manchester, but I'm from near Burnley. I'm from somewhere called Rosendale, if you've heard of there, but no one's
heard of it. I've heard of Rochdale, I've heard of Rosendale, and Blackburn.
Yeah,
Burnley,
that's where I'm from.
That's nice.
But yeah, I moved to Manchester 20 years ago because it's a bit too, I don't really like it up there. It's a bit too local for me. Everyone knows everyone's business up there.
And that's why me and Tina are living here, Gemma, to get away from all carry on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I just ask, Thomas, you've not got any terminal illnesses at all, have you?
No, I take medication every day, old Gemma, and that's from the pain. Well, I've got 2-1 vertebrae in my spine. I suffer from, as you can imagine, I'm registered as mental health problems, you know. I've got mild schizophrenia, so I take antipsychotic for that. You know, and that were due to voices in my head because I was keeping everything in all them years, you know what
everything
I mean?
Everything that you've been through, stayed on you. Obviously stayed in your head, hasn't it, Thomas? If you want me to, just in case anything was to happen to you before the payout, because it can sometimes take up to a year, sometimes it is quicker than that, would you like us to add on a beneficiary to your account just for them to receive the money if anything was to happen to you?
Oh, no. I'd give it to charity.
Okay, so you don't want me to put your wife there?
Oh, no, my wife, Tina. Yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry,
yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Right, I thought you meant me brothers or that. Oh, no, none of them.
Oh, no. No, you wife. Yeah, you wife.
Oh, yeah, Tina, yeah, of course, yeah. You just said, oh, thanks.
Don't worry. She would have been like, what?
I know. That's what I mean. I don't concentrate sometimes when I'm talking
you
to people. And
yeah,
I,
you don't think.
Gemma, what I thought you meant was, my mum just passed away in 2021, right? And my brother...
So you've got someone in your family.
Yeah, and my brother has ripped my mum off for £26,000.
Oh, my God.
And I'm the executor of my mum's estate, but they've went and sold the house behind me back.
Oh, my God.
Honest to God, this is what I mean. They've went and sold it. Yeah. Things didn't get any worse. They sold my mum's house behind my bank. They took out a loan with Aviva and a company in Manchester, funny enough.
Oh, my God.
And they spent my mum's money. And there's like £85,000 outstanding. And nobody is telling me where it is because... By rights, I should be dishing that out to the rest of the siblings because my mum made me beneficiary of her house. But they've stole that
and
as
you don't
well.
Know where the money is. Oh,
I don't know where
God.
The money is, Gemma. Yeah, so, you know.
I was going to say, is that not something the police could help you with? But you probably won't get anywhere with them because they're a waste of time, aren't they?
Well, I used to phone police. I phoned them about 19 times, Gemma, and they kept telling me it was a civil matter. So I went to Wakefield, me and Tina went to Wakefield Civil Court, right? My brother, when my mum was very, very poorly, just about dying, he took out a loan in her name, his wife, because she's good on computer and all that, and they coerced my mum into signing this paper. I went to the court, me and Tina, and I said to the judge, Gemma, you're not going to believe this. I thought it was disgusting, this. I said to the judge, can I... He said the money were for house improvements, you know, so they can sell the house and all that for my mum and all that. Which codswallop.
Lot of rubbish,
When I went to the court, because they didn't pay the loan back, they took his £26,000 loan out, because they didn't pay it back to Aviva, Aviva repossessed the house. So I said to the judge, I said, excuse me, Judge, can I ask a question? He says, yeah, what is it? I says, can I ask John, my brother, this is the one that abused me, by the way, when I was a kid, he's been at it all my life. Can I ask John where the £26,000 of my mum's house is for the home improvements that he said he was going to do before the house gets sold? You know what the judge said to me, Gemma?
Go on.
Yes, you can ask him outside.
Oh, wow.
That is absolutely God's truth.
No help. Yeah, just no help to get all this done.
God's honest truth. So that's still floating about, and I've got that on my mind at
all. Yeah, you've got all this to deal with as well. Yeah, it's just one thing after another, isn't it, Thomas?
And I think he done that deliberate to me, Jimmy, because it was him that asked me if I would be my mum's beneficiary. And I've just said, well, if it's for my mum, yeah, I'll do it. I've never done all like that before in my life. I didn't know what it meant. But just because my mum was poorly, and he asked me if I'd been the most beneficiary, so I walked into a rate trap, it sounds like, there as well, Gemma, you know. Always the same brother. He's been like that with me since I've been a child, at 10-year-old. He's been like that all my life, causing me problems in my life. But I just never had the guts to tell my mum and dad what he did to me.
Yeah, it sounds like you was trying to look out for your mum and dad a lot, Thomas, definitely.
I did do last year. I did do all the time. Kept my mouth shut because I thought, you know, I'm not causing problems here, you know, Gemma, and things like that.
It sounds like, you know, you did try your best to be there for your mum and dad, even though, in the long run, it's not helped you at all, has it, Thomas, unfortunately?
No, not really, but I don't mind because it was my mum and dad and I love them.
Yeah.
And I still do.
Yeah, of course. Thomas, I've just sent you a message on just your normal phone. Now, I know you're not very good with phones, so I don't know how you're going to get on with this, but you need to sign something just to say that you're happy for us to basically deal with it. I just need to read you a very small script. It'll only take me 30 seconds, okay, to explain your funding options clearly. So there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. If we just to let you know, we don't participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Now, our fee is 16%. It's no win, no fee. So with the AC, it works out about 20%. Thomas, that's it. So say, for instance, you get £100,000 back, we would keep £20,000, you would get £80,000. Is that okay?
Yeah, that sounds fair enough, Gemma. Well, I'll stick with yourself because it's you that's called me, you know?
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. And like I say, you'll get your own caseworker. So you'll receive a call from a caseworker probably in the next week or so. So just look out for that call, as it's really important to get the case set up. It's a 0161 number. So just keep an eye out for that. I can text you the number as well, just so you've got it, Thomas, okay?
Yeah, if you could do that, I'd appreciate that, Gemma. Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Did you receive that message that I sent to you? Has it come through?
I don't know. Let me just, I don't know how to do it, Gemma. What do I do? If you talk me through
I'll try and help you with it. Do you know how to go on your phone whilst you're actually on it? Because you need to put it on loudspeaker. You're on loudspeaker, yeah. So if you just go to your text messages.
How do you do that, Tina? I'll get Tina to try and do it. Yeah, she's better than
All right.
Me.
Thank you.
Right. Got ad call.
Hiya, Tina.
Hiya.
There's a text message from me. It should have just received a message. And it's basically for him to sign. Can you see the text message? I sent it about 4 minutes ago. It's from MMA Legal. It's basically got like five different things on it. It'll say like part one, part three, CFA, LOA, and then at the bottom of it there's like a signature line. Do you want me to resend it?
It's just getting onto text. Look at it, Gemma, that's a problem.
While we're on phone.
I tell you what, I'll come off the phone, right? When you go on your messages, it'll be the first message in your inbox. Click on it, and then scroll to the bottom, and there's a signature line. So you just need to sign that with your finger. It'll say execute all documents, and then you just press a big blue button, and that will send it to me. Okay, so I'll come off the phone, and then I'll ring you back in a minute. Is that all right?
Okay, then, yeah.
All right, speak to you in a second. Thanks, Tina.
Bye.
Thank you. Wow, you can talk this guy.